So hello everyone, I'm Natalie Asin, and today I will be presenting on the digital storytelling, sharing and building our voice. And I have to do this slide. I have no relationships to disclose. Qualification, I manage the API Mental Health Collaborative Project at RAMS, and our funding source is the San Francisco Department of Public Health, Behavioral Health Services, Mental Health Services Act. So we have three learning objectives today. One of them is to demonstrate creative and culturally relevant strategies using digital storytelling to raise awareness of mental health and begin dialogue. Number two, explore strategies to help community understand their own mental health within their own cultures and languages, and demonstrate culturally relevant strategies to inform recovery pathways. So we began this digital storytelling project with our API Health Parity Coalition in San Francisco. And this is looking at our API communities and see how can we raise awareness of mental health in our communities. And one of those ways was, given in our own communities have very strong oral traditions, we thought that would be a natural way for them to begin to have the conversation around this very stigmatized topic. So, and through the digital stories, the storytellers would share their stories, the untold and hidden stories of any of the issues that impact their mental health. We did not ask them to speak on mental illness, because even that was a subject that was very stigmatized, and we needed for them to understand, even ourselves to understand, how our own communities describe mental health. So the stories are now being used for anti-stigma trainings and events for our API communities and providers who are also API who are also providers that may be working with our communities. So the purpose was to develop anti-stigma materials that are culturally and language specific to our communities. And through that, we did workshops to increase awareness of mental health and reduce the stigma of mental illness among our, these are our community partners for our for this project, are the Cambodians, the Filipinos, Samoan, Laotian, and Vietnamese in San Francisco. And why these communities? We did a mental health assessment in San Francisco, and among the API group, these were the five communities that have that experience very high rates of have high mental health disparities in resources and providers. So our method was digital storytelling. It's a participatory method that engages people just to tell and share their own stories through visual. They tell it with their own voice. They add sound and music to enhance the story. They tell the stories in their own languages. They could tell it in English or both. And it is a strength-based approach as stories emerge from a from a place of courage. And we did this project in 2013, and the API Health Parity Coalition, we partner with the Center for Digital Storytelling, and we worked with our Filipino groups, our work group, Samoan work group, and our Southeast Asian work group. So we ask our work groups to go out and identify and recruit the folks that are going to be sharing their stories, at least five storytellers. We also ask that for them to look for three backups, because we know that talking about mental health is such a stigmatized topic that some of them might not be ready and willing to tell their stories, and that actually did happen. We did have to use some of the backup storytellers because the ones who did sign up to tell their stories were not able to tell their stories when it was time. It took us 2 long years to recruit, identify, and actually do the workshops. And the films themselves are very short, 3 to 5 minutes. We have bilingual, bicultural community members who help facilitate the workshops, so that language and cultural piece is in there. The results, we had 14 stories produced, 5 each from our Filipino and Southeast Asian work groups, and 4 from our Samoan work group. We've shown it more than 100 times, and we've reached over 1,000 individuals with these stories. We presented at conferences like this one, summits, our community summits. We did community screenings as part of youth programs in the summer and cultural groups, and also with the Department of Public Health in San Francisco. We also developed a facilitation guide that goes with, we actually have DVDs for the stories, but they're not ready yet to be distributed. So the themes that were gleaned from the stories, there were many. Many of them are trauma, were based in trauma, intergenerational tension, cultural. A lot of violence, different kinds of violence in their family, youth, community violence, domestic violence, incarceration, sexual violence, substance abuse, immigration, acculturation, resilience, courage, hope, faith, and love, and a sense of belonging were also themes among the stories. So what we learned, that healing and recovery can be informed and guided by what is culturally relevant, not necessarily what's clinically appropriate. Healing and recovery is not necessarily a medical condition. Thoughtful integration of traditional healing and recovery beliefs and healthcare model, and how do we have that kind of conversation with our community members where you may still practice your cultural health beliefs, and also perhaps you may need some help from our healthcare, from the clinical side. That mental health is experienced and described in many different ways. And these are some of the responses from when we showed our digital stories. And this one, the first one is from one of our Southeast Asian participants. All the stories really resonated with me. Being 1.8 generation Cambodian makes me feel a combination of all the stories shared, the trauma of war and its lasting impact on who I am, to the generational conflict that I experienced. The story that I want to talk about most is Changed for the Better, which is one of the stories we will see. The story of how everyone is in the past shaped his experiences and prompted poor mental health made me reflect more on my own story. And this one was from one of our Filipino participants. It is powerful to share our stories, even though it is very hard. My hope for my story is that it will help my community understand that they are not alone and that there are people around you that are willing to help you, and there is always hope. Don't give up. And another one from our Pacific Islander digital stories. These are very powerful. It helps visual learners understand more the significance of these stories, which really touched my heart. This is the start of change and healing for communities steeped in harmful habits. It's time to make it happen. So those are some of the responses that we get when we show our stories. So in this one before, and so I'm going to be showing three of the stories if we have time, and many of these stories are the stories that we don't tell, yours, mine, and ours. So our first story, this is a story from our Lao group, our Southeast Asian group, and this is a combo story of a grandmother and her grandson. The grandmother tells her story in the Lao language, and what the story tells us is generational and experiential differences between young people and adults, and the importance of healing from a cultural and family lens. So, did I listen?
គេយកខ្ញុំទៅធ្វើចល័តនៅឆ្នាំ1977ខ្ញុំឈឺខ្ញុំក្រុនខ្ញុំត្រឡប់ទៅផ្ទះសម្បែងវិញនៅក្នុងឆ្នាំ1978ខ្មែររូបបង្ខំខ្ញុំយកគ្រួសារយកដី
ទា
ំងអស់មាន10គូរៀបថ្ងៃជាមួយគ្នាខ្ញុំខ្លាចគេធ្វើបាបខ្ញុំសម្លាប់ខ្ញុំខ្ញុំក៏សុខចិត្តរៀបការជាមួយគេទៅក្រោយមកឆ្នាំ1981ខ្ញុំតងួនបានកូនប្រុសមួយឆ្នាំ1982ខ្ញុំបង្កើតកូនប្រុសបានមួយពេលដែលខ្ញុំពោះធំ6ខែខ្ញុំបានដឹងថាគោបានប្តីខ្ញុំមានស្រីផ្សេងខ្ញុំសរសេរសម្បត្តិមកសហរដ្ឋអាមេរិកប្រាប់ឪពុកម្ដាយបងប្អូនខ្ញុំដើម្បីធ្វើសម្បត្តិស្នាមធានាខ្ញុំទៅស្រុកបរទេសខ្ញុំនៅជំរំសួនថៃសាមាតបាន3ឆ្នាំដល់1990ខ្ញុំទៅដល់សហរដ្ឋអាមេរិកខ្ញុំធ្វើការមិចដូណាត់ខ្ញុំមិនអាចទិញអ៊ីនសរិនឲ្យកូនបានទេខ្ញុំទិញបានតែខ្លួនខ្ញុំទេក្នុងមួយខែផេឲ្យគេ100ខ្ញុំបន់ស្រន់ព្រះអង្គដើម្បីថែរក្សាកូនខ្ញុំឲ្យមានសុខភាពកុំឲ្យមានឈឺស្កាត់ឲ្យសុខភាពល្អខ្ញុំខំបន់ស្រន់ព្រះពេលវេលារាល់ថ្ងៃហើយខ្ញុំក៏និយាយថាឲ្យខ្ញុំធ្វើការបាន12ឆ្នាំឬក៏10ឆ្នាំខ្ញុំនឹងសែនជ្រូកខ្វាយទាំងមូលឲ្យដើម្បីសែនជ្រូកខ្វាយនោះដើម្បីលាបណ្ណន់ដែលខ្ញុំបន់ស្រន់ដើម្បីឲ្យសុខភាពកូនខ្ញុំហើយនឹងខ្ញុំឲ្យបានសុខសប្បាយដើម្បីធ្វើការធ្វើងារឲ្យបានលុយមកថែរក្សាខ្លួនឯងហើយនឹងចិញ្ចឹមជីវិតដល់កូនរហូតដល់កូនខ្ញុំបានសុខសប្បាយដល់សប្ដាហ៍ថ្ងៃនេះកូនខ្ញុំខំរៀនសូត្រចូល college ចប់ការងារសប្ដាហ៍ថ្ងៃធ្វើការខាង engineer ខាងកប៉ាល់ហោះសប្ដាហ៍ថ្ងៃកូនខ្ញុំនៅ LA បែកពីម្ដាយធ្វើការតស៊ូយកលុយយកកាក់ដើម្បីទិញផ្ទះសម្បែងនៅខ្លួនវាហើយមួយអាទិត្យកូនខ្ញុំសួរសុខទុក្ខម្ដាយតាមទូរស័ព្ទមួយអាទិត្យ2ដងឬក៏ទៅ3ដងឆ្នាំ2009ខ្ញុំទៅស្រុកបារាំងមួយខែហើយក្រោយមកទៀតក្នុងមួយខែហ្នឹងខ្ញុំទៅតាមធัว12ថ្ងៃ10ប្រទេសនៅក្នុងឆ្នាំ11ខ្ញុំក៏បានទៅស្រុកកំណើតទៅដល់ទីក្រុងបាត់ដំបងទៅអង្គរវត្តព្រមទាំងស្រុកថៃសៀមរាបភ្នំពេញសប្ដាហ៍ថ្ងៃនេះខ្ញុំសប្បាយចិត្តគ្មានខ្វល់ខ្វាយអ្វីទាំងអស់កូនខ្ញុំចេះដឹងខុសត្រូវចាស់ទុំកូនខ្ញុំខំធ្វើការងារមិនដែលខលខូចអ្វីឡើយហើយខ្ញុំសប្បាយចិត្តណាស់ដែលឃើញកូនបានរៀនសូត្រខំធ្វើការងារមិនខលខូចមិនកិច្ចវាការងារឡើយសប្ដាហ៍ថ្ងៃខ្ញុំខំថែរក្សាខ្លួនខ្ញុំខ្លួនខ្ញុំផ្ទាល់ឲ្យសុខភាពល្អបរិបូរណ៍ដើម្បីឃើញអនាគតកូនតរៀងរហូតទៅ
I'm sorry, actually that was our Cambodian story, not the Laos story. See our other story, and this one will come from our Samoan community. And this is a story that tells of someone who is in a leadership position, and because there are so few of us in those kind of positions, it can be a lonely journey. So this is her story. And then it's also talking about how do we view mental health and that sense of belonging when you don't have that sense of belonging and having to, this is a different one. And you have to straddle those two worlds. We'll see this one. How much do I have enough time? Or am I? Okay, so I have only 3 minutes left, and we won't have time to see our other two stories. But all of these stories, when we share these stories in our community, in community forums, it's for 2 hours. We allot 2 hours for the stories to be shown, and then we usually have discussions after that. And two of the debriefing questions that we ask the participants are, you know, what is the impact of the story on you, and how do you relate to that specific story? So, and then we go around in the room and we just have dialogue among the participants. And I can speak for the Samoan community. They've shown this story, a lot of their stories, many times. And it's slowly, the community is beginning to really have conversation about mental health, the different issues that create mental stress in their community. So it's starting, and even our Filipino community, in our Southeast Asian community, they're beginning to understand what, you know, everyday life is stressful. And then just knowing that could be stressful, because one of the things that we found that our communities did not necessarily equate something like everyday, like if you're poor and you are stressing over, you know, what do I do to pay my rent? How do I, you know, budget to buy food for my kids and safety? You know, they don't necessarily equate that with, you know, mental health. And a lot of our Southeast Asian community members, they are survivors of war traumas, and they have to, you know, they have to filter through their own feelings and healing. And then if their own kids are not doing well in school, they're in trouble, you know, that's an extra stress on them. So that's pretty much our digital stories, and it's telling our stories, yours, mine, and ours together, so that everyone else can understand what we go through. Any questions? Or do we do that again?
Well, we actually do have time for a question or two now, if you want.
All right. Any questions?
No? Otherwise, we'll have a few minutes at the end for questions as well. Question in the back? Yeah. Who facilitates the discussion of the videos after they're done?
Oh, so we do train our community members in the work groups to do the facilitation. And normally we would have someone from RAMS, our organization, a clinician or a therapist, to be on site in case somebody has a something, you know, it has a break. And so we have somebody on site to help address that. And we have had folks in our screening where they would literally need to get up and go to the bathroom because they're experiencing a stomach ache. Yeah.
Okay, good.
All right.
Thank you very much.